topic. It is Jeremy Hess. He's the Economic Development Director for the Greater Burlington Partnership. He is joining me today. He joins me about once a month, typically. We talk about things that are going on. You've got a competition that has been sort of dormant for 5 years. You used to be called the Small Business, what is it? Development, what was it, small business?
I think the original name it went under for many years was the business plan competition. It's been 5 years since we've done that. We've had some great success in years past of helping young, or not any age, entrepreneur get started. I can think of just since I've been here, things like the Wake and Bake, they were part of that competition back in the day, and Pendant Creations and so forth. So we're bringing it back. It's called the Entrepreneur Competition, we've kind of changed the name a little bit, just so we're not, it's not 100% focused on the business plan. We want to have all the elements there of the business plan, but also the ability to get financing, the ability to see the process through, all of that. So yeah, it's exciting. We've got a grand prize of $10,000. So that's not chump change. And we're going to start this at the end of June. And then our goal is to announce the winner at our annual meeting, which is January 26th of next year. So we're going to take the second half of this year gather some candidates, the people who are interested in starting a small business in our community here in Des Moines County.
The quote is, the devil is in the details. So this is really a detailed plan that you've got the oomph to be able to carry it through. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it's not only that, but we put together a committee that's the judges, but they're also they're entrepreneurs. They're like-minded folks. They're very interested in helping folks get off the ground. They've done it before. So, we meet multiple times, and the idea is that there's some coaching going on there. So during the competition, first blush, we'll sit down, look at their business plan, kind of hear their elevator pitch, and then we'll allow these other entrepreneurs in the community who are already successful kind of speak into their plan, mm-hmm. Give them some advice, give them some direction. And then one of the judging criteria is that, does that person then accept that coaching or teachability and come back with changes, or do they ignore that?
I'm almost thinking of Shark Tank, so to speak.
Yeah, more or less.
And again, so it's a full-scale entrepreneur competition, and it's focused. This is a general competition, is that right? So it could be a business that you would be located in the Burlington or Des Moines County area, right?
Yeah, it's just got to be located in Des Moines County. There are some, and we'll have all the rules up. It could be an existing part-time or hobby ventures, but they've got to have some revenue generated behind them. So it's not just, we want to see good ideas, but we want something more than just a good idea. So, you're able to purchase a business, and still enter that if there's going to be significant changes to that new business. You're really going to change the menu. You're going to change, the focus of the business and so forth. So, and now we talked about this off air, but, the idea is that this one is just to kind of get our feet back under us, get through this competition, find an award winner, and then in future years, the thought is that we would like to perhaps focus the competition on specific areas in our community that we feel like, man, we don't have anything in this kind of niche.
Right.
My idea was like riverfront items, things that would bring people to the riverfront, whether that's a jet ski rental or a catfish excursion boat or something like that, where we can encourage entrepreneurship in areas where we feel like we need to do a little better.
New businesses that would be focused on a specific targeting a plan, so to speak. Is that right?
Yep. So they, a lot of these folks have probably had this thing knocking around their head for a while, and hopefully they've gotten some things on paper. We'll work a lot with Jeannie at the Small Business Association, the SBA Center. She has a really great way to work through a business plan. And then we'll, kind of sort through these. And really, I think the winner is when we get people in the room and we kind of help them tweak their ideas, look for pitfalls, and help them get off on the right foot.
People that have an idea, people that want to be an entrepreneur, any idea how many of those people or what percentage of those people actually are able to follow through and carry out and get their business off the ground?
Yeah, it's a very small percentage. It's not, I've read statistics where, you know, I think it's like 7 out of 10 small businesses that start fail. And then 8 out of 10 are, you know, gone within a year. So it's not easy. And that's why it's great to have input from someone who's done it, been there, kind of got their lumps and bumps and learned along the way. And they can share that with you so you don't have to go through that.
Do something that nobody else is doing, basically, or do something that somebody else has done, but do it better.
Do it better, or like I said, where are those areas in our community where we sit around sometimes and say, man, it'd just be great if we had one of these. Or you go to another city and you experience, I've been up in Des Moines and they've got this Paws and Pints. It's a place where you take your dogs and they run wild and you drink beer. It's just a pretty simple concept, but it was packed and it was so much fun. And, you know, just ideas like that where we don't necessarily see them, in our community.
So new ideas, new entrepreneur, and the details is the real key here. Being able to follow through and make it work, and you get some, sort of mentorship as well.
Yep.
To carry it out. Again, it starts in June, and if they want to apply for this, just what? Go to the GBP?
Go to our website. If you got questions, call up to the partnership, ask for Jeremy. Happy to visit with you and kind of give you some details, but mostly we'll send you out a packet that's got all the rules and the deadlines and the dates and all that kind of good stuff so you don't miss something.
Sounds like a great idea. Again, the Entrepreneur Competition, it's back, and it's going to be back, and it'll be changing focus over the course of the next few years as well. So all of that is good, and all of that is something that you can check out at greaterburlington.com. Jeremy Hess, thanks so much for dropping by.
You bet. Have a good day, everybody.
You too.